Well, I'd just like to thank all the people, all the volunteers and true believers who worked for 12 years to take this beautiful place that Jack lived and to make it into a place where young people can be inspired to realize that you can live in a small place and do big things. I came about 10 years ago and the house still had a wonderful feeling, but it definitely was what you might call in need of some loving care. And now, miraculously, at a time when so little of our history is preserved, except preserved in Jack's case by those beautiful books that he wrote, the house that he lived in, the very last house he lived in with his mother and his wife, can now become a place that can inspire other people, just like in the city of Bonn, Germany. You can go to the Beethoven house and see the place. You can go to Salzburg, see the little place that Mozart worked. You can go to so many different places in Europe and increasingly, thank heavens, in the United States to see where people did their work. You can see that tiny little back room on Clausier Street where when he lived in Orlando in College Park where he wrote. And now St. Petersburg, very close to my heart because I went to the first grade in Paso Grill at the public school there back in 1936-37 season, oy vey. That now all those young writers and people that I know I've met down there, they can go see where Jack was living, where they was hanging out. They can find out about Ronnie Lowe, great neighbor and old friend of yours who was with Jack those last few years. A lot of the beautiful history can be living history because of that house being created as a place where people can go to make them feel more creative. Great thing for the South, great thing for the state of Florida, great thing for St. Petersburg, and a great thing for American literature. Thank you all for your work. God bless you. I used to speak to him at the house on the phone. We would have conversations and put down the phone, and I played the French horn, and we'd do a little readings together. And he told me, you know, how much it meant to him. And as sad, as unhappy as he was, he felt forgotten. He still wanted to write, and he loved Florida, converse to the opinions of some snobbish people that thought it was, how could he have done anything when he came from Lowell, Massachusetts? In fact, Lowell was his gyroscope of his soul, and how could he come to Florida? When I used to go to those big fancy parties, they say, you're going to Florida. That's where people go to die. I say, a lot of people go down to Florida to live. And I always remember going to the first grade there and all the times I've come back since, including working for the other Kerouac House and even the St. Petersburg Book Fair when I was invited. It's always a treat to come back. It's just an extraordinary state and a great cultural place and a wonderful place for the arts. And this will make it more wonderful. This is going to be a special treat to be in Florida through Zoom to thank all of you. Thank you, Pete, and all the people that work with you, all the volunteers and the people who bought the house that are going to do this. Bless you all for doing this. And you will be rewarded in ways that no awards programs would ever imagine, or they already have gotten on board.
All right. That was David Amram.
All right.
Sending his love to Sarah.
That was cool.
Yeah, he's a prince of a guy.
He really is. He really is. And he actually went first grade in Paso Grill Elementary. Mm-hmm. It's not there anymore, but he claims there's a plaque to it somewhere down in
Paso it's Grill. All million-dollar homes and whatnot now.
Well, we were doing that other show, and David Amram was driving down the road headed to Sarasota, and he heard us. And he just pulled in and dropped right in on our show. Remember that, Pete?
Yeah, yeah.
He brought his twin flutes, and we talked, and we came
penny
here.
Penny whistles, yeah.
Yeah, it's Penny Wilson's.
Wow.
He